Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Prayer never disappoints. The Apostle Paul was a champion on intercessory prayer. Intercessory prayer is the act of selflessly praying for the needs of others. Even from prison, the Apostle Paul interceded for the Philippians, motivated by his affection for them and a deep conviction that God's transforming grace was at work in them. Something we can learn from Paul's intercessory prayers is that they were loaded with high expectations. Paul prayed that the Philippians will live for the glory and praise of God, and that they will abound in the love that comes from above. Paul's end goal was for his spiritual children to live fruitful lives, and he knew that to live a fruitful life without this kind of love, it's impossible. According to Paul, agape love shouldn't only be experienced but shared. For this reason, he prayed that the Philippians will learn to love with understanding, sincerity, discernment, and consistency with the way of Jesus. We have no idea how the Philippians responded to Paul's letter. We can only assume that they were filled with joy as they learned that Paul regularly interceded for them. What we do know is that Paul always interceded for them with deep joy. In other words, both the recipients of intercessory prayer and those who intercede have access to the joy that this spiritual discipline brings. In other words, intercessory prayer never disappoints. We are all surrounded by people who need prayer, and I'm sure they will be extremely blessed by having someone praying for them. I think your loved ones will appreciate having you as an intercessor. Would you consider starting to pray in this way for those around you? I hope and pray you do so. This is Pastor Esteban. Have a blessed day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.